So I wanted to take a bit of a light-hearted look at some of the controversy surrounding Quentin Tarantino's new movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Now I have to say, Quentin Tarantino has made some of the most vicious anti-white trash ever to come out of Hollywood. And after The Hateful Eight, which I really mauled in a review on my blog a few years ago, I said that I would never watch one of his films again. But I did hear a few decent things about this new one, so I gave it a go. It's all right. It's a sort of love letter to the end of white masculinity in Hollywood, and the hippies are taking over at the end of the 60s, and Hollywood in the 70s, Hollywood would become sort of wrapped up in doom and gloom. And that's going to be part of a much bigger video that I'm intending to make in the future when I get some time. But for now, I just thought I would have a look at this scene in this movie, which is really triggered a lot of people. And in it, Brad Pitt, who's a stuntman in the movie, has a confrontation with Bruce Lee. And he slaps him around like a bitch, calls him a bitch, and then throws him through a car door. And it's this is like this. There's been this outrage about it, and it's strange because the movie itself deals with the Manson family and the murder of Sharon Tate, and does a revisionist take where it changes the history. Spoilers, by the way. But and yet, despite that, what's really sort of upset people is seeing Bruce Lee so disrespected. And I thought that was quite interesting because what is Bruce Lee's place in Western pop culture? Like, why are people so upset at seeing Brad Pitt slap him around and beat him up? And on top of that, Bruce Lee's like a bit of an arrogant prick as well. And it harks back to something which happened, I believe, on the set of Enter the Dragon, in which somebody called out Bruce Lee, and Bruce Lee like smashed his nose in 27 places or something like that. So it is a bit of a nod to that. But more importantly, it is that Tarantino here is in trouble. And even with Bruce Lee's family as well, and he's in hot water because he's disrespected Bruce Lee. But the funny thing is, like, in the West, we don't respect anything at all, and even in just in the way Tarantino has treated white people in his films, or the Nazis as well in Inglourious Basterds, but The Hateful Eight and Django Unchained, well, it's really just sort of hate propaganda against white people, and the white people will have died because of Django Unchained. You can be absolutely certain of that. And yet here we are, where he's in trouble again because Bruce Lee gets slapped around. And I was asking myself, why have people got this reaction? And I think it's to do with Bruce Lee's place in Western culture as being not just like a brilliant martial artist, which he was, but this kind of Eastern mystic, where he comes from an older, more untouched civilization. Because in the West, we've kind of gutted postmodernism as well as kind of gutted all spiritualism and all older traditions, and there's this huge trend of young European people. They go off to places like Thailand, especially India, looking for spiritualism, looking for mysticism, looking for something older and more authentic, which they can't find in the West. And you see them having these ridiculous kind of getting know your inner you holidays in India and in Thailand and all the rest of it. And it's they're looking for something which hasn't been deconstructed by postmodernism. And Bruce Lee represents that. So Bruce Lee is that in the West. He's this supremely skilled fighter, which he genuinely was. And then, but what comes with that is that he's from this mystical Eastern Orient, which hasn't had the cynicism applied to it that the West has. And yet, as we see in the movie, so Tarantino has deliberately debunked that myth and deconstructed it, and it's really upset people, because then you've got like Brad Pitt, who's like this, and he is like an archetype of sort of white masculinity in the movie as well. They've made him look like Robert Redford as much as they can, and so then they've got that thoroughly deconstructing and debunking and humiliating this sort of cultural form from the East. And the thing is, it says a lot about postmodernism, where everything in the West has been deconstructed. So we have what is it, like jars of piss with a Christ in it or a crucifix in it, and piles of manure being sort of fobbed off as art. Everything in the West has been deconstructed and ridiculed. There's nothing left anymore. And then there's this assumption that it wouldn't then be applied to other cultures, because the other cultures are seen as authentic by Europeans. So definitely sort of India and Hinduism, which is even quite popular in sort of esoteric far right circles as well. But then, you know, they've got like the sort of the Confucianism and Buddhism, and even to a degree Islam, though that suffered a little bit. And so people aren't used to seeing these other forms attacked and deconstructed and ridiculed. And yet this, so that's what it represents when they see Brad Pitt, like, so sort of just slapping Bruce Lee around, and he calls him a bitch as well, and he calls him Kato. And why do they think that if we have having deconstructed everything in the West, that cannot be then applied to everything? Why do people think that it's okay to leave somebody on his pedestal where he is respected, and that he too will not be dragged down into the gutter and ridiculed? And this is the problem, people like Keith Woods have pointed out, where everything is ironic, everything, nothing can be taken seriously, everything is just layers upon layers of deconstruction and irony. And here we see it spiraling out of control. It doesn't have any kind of logical end point. There's not really any reason not to just deconstruct everything and turn everything into this nihilistic wasteland. This sort of cultural vacuum where there's no meaning or respect left in anything. And Tarantino is sort of just a pure nihilist. He doesn't care whether it's white people or sort of, in this case, it's Bruce Lee and the warrior, the Eastern Oriental mystic. Even in this, in his new movie, Al Pacino plays a movie mogul. And Leonardo DiCaprio calls him Schwartz, and then he corrects him and says that you've actually, I'd prefer that you didn't call me Schwartz and that you called me Shaws. So he's even, and this is the first movie he's made post Harvey Weinstein. Whether that's got anything to do with it is interesting to speculate on. But it again, it's another kind of sacred cow, which he the most controversial at all. I don't think he'll go there, but not to any serious degree. But we see again the that's why people are triggered by it, because they aren't used to seeing somebody like Bruce Lee who being deconstructed and ridiculed like that, when in actual fact that's all Western culture is capable of anymore. And testament to that is the very fact that we have so many Westerners going off and looking for mysticism in the East, in India, and all that kind of thing. So I'll catch you later, folks. Take care.